Our business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking, delivering expert support and tailored solutions to help your business grow with confidence, clarity, and resilience.
Standing with Cindy Francescos, Managing Director, BDO Employee Benefits. Cindy, appreciate the time today. Dread disease, part of our policies when we join a new corporate. I want to dig into some of the details. First, dread disease. Am I understanding correct? This is the literally, as the name suggests, the heart attack, a stroke, a cancer, which can, frankly, strike anyone at almost any time of our life.
You're so right. You're so right about that. I've been in this industry for 40 years. So I'm giving my age away here. But for me, it's been the reality out there is that this is going to happen sometime in someone's life.
It is. And when we start, when we join a company, we sign the paperwork. And we probably never look at it again. I haven't worked in many corporates in my life, but I certainly know. I mean, I should know better, but I sign it. I make decisions and I walk away and we don't know anything about it until, as you say, one day it happens. And it almost certainly is going to happen to all of us, if not directly us, a loved one, a friend of a friend or something.
No, no, for sure.
For you, it's personal. Your sister was diagnosed with cancer. What did that teach you in the gap between having cover and understanding what the cover was?
I started off in this industry doing underwriting, so I always looked at it from the financial side and not the emotional side in the beginning. Mm. And when I saw it happen to my sister, I actually saw the real value for her. She got paid out the dread disease as a lump sum because she got diagnosed with stage 4 cancer, and she got the monthly disability benefit because she worked here with me at BDO. And for me, the reality was, and she made a joke, and she said, listen, I don't know who in the family I would have to move in with because you're all terrible. I'd love to stay in my own house and get better.
But, and that's part of it. And I mean, my wife was diagnosed and she's 9 years clear. Everything is fine. But she had that dread disease. And one of the important things was you had the diagnosis. There was no questions. The money also, I think, arrived literally within days. It was tax free and it was game changer.
It is a game changer. I mean, my sister said, what do I do with all this money? I said, well, look, see how things go. If you get, you know, if you're not going to get better, you know what to do. And if you're going to get better, it's going to help you, you know, give you some financial freedom. Because my sister was always worried about money, you know, having two kids, and she had a disabled son. So it added to that financial burden. And I always say to people, it hits you on three levels, physically, emotionally and financially. And that's the scary part. You know, if we can get rid of the financial side and give people that time to heal, you know, from a physical and emotionally stuff that they're dealing with this dreaded disease, it makes such a difference to the outcome of their condition as well.
And that's a great point. And I mean, it's also, I mean, we're making the assumption here that somebody probably has a medical aid, but there are a lot of costs that aren't going to be covered by the medical aid for a bunch of reasons, and we're not going to go down that rabbit hole. But this is very much where something like a dread disease policy absolutely comes in and assists.
Oh, most definitely. You know, everybody that I've spoken to, and I've got a lot of stories I could tell you about, but we had one case where the one client, one of the ladies got diagnosed with a serious illness. And because there was no alternative, she kept coming into work every single day, going for her treatment, taking off annual leave and some sick leave. And the very sad circumstance was that it affected this employee on all those three levels as well. But then it also impacted negatively on the rest of the staff, which prompted this employer to reach out to us and ask us for group cover. He says, we can't, you know, it reduced their productivity for the staff members because they all felt terrible and they all tried to help the staff member. But, you know, it's not nice to see somebody going through that situation. I mean, you see what happens to you, your hair falls out, all the other things that happen to you. I mean, even something like a heart attack or a stroke, it also affects you the same way as it would from a cancer.
It absolutely does. And we've been talking the dread disease policy. There's also income replacement. Talk me through how this works. And I imagine it probably takes a little longer to kick in.
Yes, it does. Okay, so generally you can get anything from a 1 month waiting period to a 3 month waiting period before the benefits start being paid out. And then obviously there's underwriting that needs to get done. And if you're unable to do your own job at your company, what they will do is then they'll pay you a percentage of your salary. So it usually works out to about 75% of your salary. This benefit carries on being paid until you recover, or if you die, or once you reach retirement age, the benefit then ceases. But at least it's giving you that financial freedom to be able to carry on staying in your own house and getting better. There's nothing worse than having to move out of your environment, go live somewhere else, and then worry about the financial circumstances and the emotional side thing and the physical side.
And that fits in. The income replacement very much dovetails with the dread disease, and we'll bring a third policy in, which is the more broader life cover. Neither of them they stand alone, but they're designed to really work together for an individual.
No, definitely. It definitely works for the individual. And in the case of my sister, it actually was a two-case scenario, because what actually happened is she got diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. That got paid out within 2 weeks from the time that she submitted all her claim forms. Mm-hmm. And then from the third month onwards, she started receiving 75%. This is also a tax-free benefit that gets paid out on a month-to-month basis to you. Obviously, there is certain terms and conditions apply to that, but at least she got the income every single month. She could, like I said, stay in her own environment, and know that the financial side is taken care of. So for me, it was such a relief to see that, somebody didn't have to worry about the financial side.
No, absolutely. And it's a huge, huge pressure. And I speak from personal experience as well. And having it something you need to worry about is fundamentally a game changer. For someone who is diagnosed, what are sort of the first phone calls that you make? I mean, obviously there's family, there's medical, but do you go straight to, do you immediately just ring up your dread disease and say, right, what are the forms? What is that first call?
Okay, so the first call is generally somebody would go and tell the employer. They'd go to the employer and say, I've been diagnosed with stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, and now I'm going to need to be off work, and I don't know what's going to happen because I don't know the outcome. I'm still going for everything. And they're really in a bad state of affairs, because from that point of view, they're sitting there, they're saying, what now, what now? Mm. And there's no guidance unless you go and say to your employer, listen, I've been diagnosed with this, and then they realize they might have dread disease cover. So from that point of view, what we do as BDO Wealth, we really want to help people fill in their claim form. So what we do is we say, okay, let's get the doctor's report first. For me, that's crucial, because in there, the doctor will give a diagnosis. He'll give all the information that pertains to the claim. Then we sit with the member, and then we sit with the employer and say, let's fill in these forms. The more information you provide, the easier and quicker the claim can get paid out.
Yeah, absolutely. And for someone who's now quite very healthy, but listening to this conversation and thinking, yo, hang on, they really should go to their HR department and have a conversation around what do they have, how much do they have, and the big question then is perhaps they need to top up privately.
Yes, and that's another thing we find with a lot of people. They might be overinsured for disability cover, because basically that gets aggregated. So that's quite – a lot of people go, what's aggregated mean? So at the end of the day, you can't earn more than 100% of your salary. So there are restrictions in place. But also the basically for me, I think the real value lies in, for the employer and the employer, is the peace of mind, number one. Mm-hmm. The cost effectiveness, because the economies of scale come into play, the bigger the workforce, the lower the cost. So that for me is a big plus there. And also they have limits where they don't have to produce medicals. So they'll give you generous limits, then they'll take you on. And there's a very nice Afrikaans word, footstoots, as you are. Okay. Yeah. Are certain terms and conditions there as well, and it's a tax-free payout. So the monthly disability, the death benefit, if it's done on an unapproved basis, is tax-free, as well as your monthly disability benefit. So it's really a crucial benefit for an employer to have in place for their staff members.
Yeah, and run the numbers, see if you have enough, see if perhaps you have too much, but make sure that I suppose it's knowing what you have. That really is the big secret. We'll leave it there. That's Cindy Franciscos. She's Managing Director, BDO Employee Benefits. Cindy, appreciate the time.
Yes, and thank you so much for your time.
Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking.
Joburg, you've kept us reigning as your best local radio station 4 years straight.
And put the breakfast show in the top spot. Let's keep this streak going. Hit hot.